Welcome to the All Tides Podcast, a space to remind you that there's magic in the water and in each of us. The All Tides Podcast is my venue to share stories and conversations with friends about water as our healer, the importance of protecting what we love, and how time in nature can be both the most important and the easiest mindset work. In chatting with other water babies, I explore and acknowledge the unique currents that brought each of us to and through where we are now, and ultimately inspire one another to unapologetically chase more sunsets or live a life of beauty and adventure on your own terms. Shed the weight of the past, trust the flow of what's for you, and know it's safe and important to thrive in all tides. Hey guys, welcome to episode 13, I think, of the All Tides Podcast. Welcome, welcome. As usual, I might swear. So if you have sensitive ears or children, you've been warned. So it's been a minute. I meant to record a podcast when I was in San Diego with my little water baby cousin. She's 26. I don't know why I'm calling her little or baby, but I was spending time with her earlier this month and we talked about it. We had a plan, but we lived really hard. We were so busy just like having fun and moving and sweating and flowing from one thing to the next that it didn't happen. It's funny because actually I think almost every day we loosely made plans and almost every day we ended up just like letting the weather and the tides dictate like where we ended up. She surfs and I'm obsessed with sunrise and sunset, and so, you know, within reason we kind of let that dictate where we ended up. So Jenna and my aunt own a yoga studio right in La Jolla, and because my aunt was out of town, running the studio was really all on Jenna. So yes, she took some time off work, but the studio was kind of obviously still under her watch, and so we were there quite a bit, and so it was really like studio and weather was the main focus, and then everything else just happened as it did. And it was beautiful and perfect. Everything else was up for grabs and I wouldn't have had it any other way. So this really did make for like one hell of a good week. I mean, it was 5 days. We laughed so much and we have a lot in common. We both run businesses. My dad and her mom, my aunt, are really cut from the same cloth. They are business owners and kind of like hard asses. We both love the water. We're obsessed with music. We're emotional. I don't know. We love yoga, being outside. We really like white wine and margaritas, spicy margs, and sunset. Ooh, excuse me. So back to music. We listen to a combination of like 2 to 3 playlists the entire time we were there. And we did have a lot of car time. And one song that like kept coming on was Bones, the Maren Morris Hozier version. Also, did you know that it is actually Hozier and not Hozier? I've been like such an idiot saying Hozier all this time like a fake French person, but I learned it's actually Hozier from his mouth. But anyway, let me just like get into the irony of this song for you because it's really wild. I'm just going to back up first. At the beginning of January, not even January, more like last couple months of 2019, there was so much that I was going to be doing in the month of January, but most of it ended up falling aside. The way things just like happened this past fall, I had this hunch that I needed to cancel things. Like I was supposed to go to my master practitioner training for NLP and life coaching. It actually would have started yesterday. By canceling that, it like made it easier for me to be like, yes, I'll go to my cousin's wedding in Tulsa. I haven't talked to anyone yet today. So, but like a series of miscommunications with my parents around like travel plans, some like interesting like little pings that I got, and then just like work and life things going on made neither of those things viable. The training, the trip to Tulsa for the wedding, and the one thing that did remain that I had kind of planned, was this trip to San Diego. I had Southwest points, so I didn't have to buy a flight, didn't need a hotel. It's an easy thing. And what I needed was to check out. Jenna was available, and I kind of had this like sense that it would be a good time for me to refresh, and also like that there was a lot to be gained by the two of us spending time together. I needed to check out. I don't want to, maybe check out's not the right word, but like after the crazy 6 months of opening the brick and mortar, the shop, and it was officially 6 months on January 12th. So like just after I got home from this trip, I just knew that this would be important for me. So I've been getting like all these little, like, again, like pings and clarity for the past few months in a lot of different areas of my life. And they kind of caused me to consider slowing down a little bit. And this is definitely something I wrestle with every season, and like probably more often than that. Like, how can I slow down? How can I say yes to less things? And honestly, as I continue to go deeper into like my studying my human design, I've now begun to recognize that like it's okay for me to take these decisions as they come and to stop judging myself for overbooking if I'm doing it in the moment. Because it does have like a lot of benefit for me. The time this like is not so great is if I commit to things too far in advance, which kind of doesn't allow me to feel like open and expansive and cuts off my freedom. So I'm trying to commit to less and make more decisions like in the moment, and also like tell the people that I'm committing to that there's a good chance I may bail. Like, that's just my design. So anyway, moving on back to the San Diego trip. So I know that there's a lot of pushing my body that tends to happen, when keeping up with Jenna. She's 26. She's a Bikram yoga instructor, a surfer, a wildly fit person. I mean, she literally goes like F45, I think it's called, like 3 to 4 to 5 times a week on top of all the other stuff she does. And I know that I'm strong, and I know that like it's a good challenge for me to like just try to keep up with her. And after a few months of really not pushing my body other than just like asking it to heal from that damn cold that was the entire like Q4 2019, it felt like just committing to movement and then like knowing that I would have sunshine and water would be so good. And there's a lot that Jenna and I don't have in common. And sometimes flipping my life around in this like safe, happy way just brings perspective and feelings that I don't normally have access to. So yeah, we have a lot different in our lives, but we also have a ton in common right now. And I think that was another thing that kept pulling me to come visit. So what we have in common, other than the things I talked about above, is like this broad overarching theme that is the importance of making 2020 a year in our businesses and in our lives that just like reflects truly our boundaries, our desires, and is like us taking accountability for our own actions that line up to the lives we want to live. So we talked a lot about foundations, organization, like saying no and just communicating better in general, making time for clarity, and then like responsibility and discipline, which are two things neither of us are super great at. That's probably not true, but they're not our favorite things. We've also been talking a lot about, this is so random, tattoos, because we'd been wanting to get something done together for
I don't know, quite a few years now. And I'd say on the, even the first night, we were like, we should for sure get something on this trip, but like be low key about it. And I had ideas. I had a ton of things saved, and Jenna did too, but we didn't really have the time to spend like planning this, like talking to an artist, sketching things out, all of that. And like ultimately we just like weren't clear on what we wanted. So I was pretty much like, okay, this is, you know, my body. Let's table this for now. I'll know when I know, but right now I like don't want to act on it. So anyway, one of the nights we were at our favorite restaurant, Wheat and Water. It's in Bird Rock. Maybe it's not. Oh, now I'm like, okay, we had a different favorite restaurant, Pescador. That one's in the Village. Anyway, one of the nights we were talking about, you know, all of the above things that I talked about, like money, business, entrepreneurship, goals. And we were like, shit, how crazy is it that we are really experiencing such similar themes in really different lives? And we probably had had like 400 spicy skinny margs by that point. And we were like, let's just like get a little tattoo tomorrow. So we had decided to get four dots, and without going too much into it, it's like the breakdown of some like shared numerology. And then I also realized that it's 2020, and 2020 is a 4 year. So we started really digging into the numerology behind 2020 and all it stands for. And we were like, oh God, like this is a duh. So we each got four tiny little four little dots tattooed, and they mean a lot about the trip, our relationship, and really this year and like everything that we can build in this 4 year. So back to the song Bones that I talked about, and why that even like came into play. So I'm going to go into numerology of 2020 and you'll understand it better, but like we are both in this building phase of business and life, and this takes organization and structure, and you can't build up from a weak base or a shitty foundation. And in the song, the line, there's a line that says the house don't fall when the bones are good. Is that what it is? The house don't fall when the bones are good. Yeah. So it's just like, that nails this concept so simply and so profoundly. And every time I've listened to the song since the trip, it like kind of makes me laugh, but it also is like reminding me to stay focused and stay true to my goals and work smarter. I don't know. So, okay, a 4 year. If you're wondering how you get this, basically you're just like adding up the numbers. So 2 plus 2 is 4, and 4 means organization and work and how things work, making things work, and then working towards something that means a lot to you. And I'll link the article that I got most of this from in the show notes. But ultimately it's about like devotion and devotion to self, devotion to dreams, devotion to projects, whatever you're working on, and then like actually doing the work it takes to live your values, in every aspect of your life. So again, like dedication, responsibility, and living a life that's full of the things that like enables you to realize your goals. This means stepping up and jumping in, and again, like doing the work of, you know, like literally trudging, putting one foot in front of the other at times, but not in the direction of something that is meaningless, in the direction of like your heart and like your purpose, even if it feels fruitless and hopeless at times, like trusting in the fact that like this building is leading you to something greater. You're putting in the foundational work that will allow you to build up and let the details fall into place. And it really is this like sense of like, there is no hiding this year, and the universe is lining stuff up for us. And I really do feel like 2019 was a year of learning and stripping away so that we can now, you know, you have to like clear the land before you can lay the foundation, and create a framework. So why does this like strike me so hard? It felt like in a million ways. So it's the fourth year of Lake Effect, and it's happening in a 4-year. So that's kind of nuts. And when I was talking to my online business manager, she's the one who actually brought that up to my attention. And we were talking about some of the structural stuff that was going on. And she was like, I love this for you. There's so much like foundational and transformational work going on in this year. And it is so true. I did get really clear in 2019 and on like what the brand is and isn't. And some of these final things are still being sorted out. And I have called in the support of a retail consultant who is a friend of mine to really help me create the foundation that will allow me to step into my creativity and my purpose on a bigger level. Yes, this is more investing outward, but I'm doing it in the faith that things will return as inflow in the business, because in other years I've ignored the foundational components of business. And I feel like this contributed to just about every other difficult conversation I've had with my dad, because he's tried to ask me questions and hold me accountable to the strategic foundational stuff. And it just stresses me out and makes me cranky because I don't know the answers and I don't want to know them. I don't have time to dig in. I don't make the time to dig in. And typically when something causes that sort of a reaction in me, that's because it's uncomfortable. And I do know that the things that like create some discomfort are often the things that truly require my attention. And I like to use this example, but it's like when you're getting in shape, the workouts that feel really hard are probably the ones that you need to spend more time doing. Like if you only do cardio in your life, you're kind of fucked if you call on your body in a moment that requires big strength. So I don't know. Yes, there is a lot to be said for outsourcing the things you don't want to do to stay in your zone of genius. But in a place in business or life when that's like not logistically or financially an option, like you have to just saddle up. If you can afford, like even if you can afford to have someone take care of it and you can delegate as you do your other function, you do need to know all other parts of your business, like have the information so you can all be working towards the same goal. And I think I've gotten this wrong previously because I don't like systems and routine and whatever. And I feel like I have education or like corporate system, corporate life, like PTSD, because my like soul does not thrive when someone tells me like when and where to do my work. And I can do a hell of a job when I have the flexibility to do it on my own terms. So I kind of applied that to my business as like ignore organization, but there is a lot that plays into how we structure and organize, and it is good and important to have it. And I know that there's balance to be found here. If you're into astrology and know about rising signs, I am a Virgo rising, Virgo is a lot about organization and structure and being grounded. And so not being organized for me has caused a lot of like discontent that I have just simply ignored. So it does feel more pressing to kind of like conquer this and move on. Like I don't want to spend any more energy thinking about the fact or feeling guilty about the fact that I am not organized in my business. I found this quote, maybe it's not, I don't know if I found it or I just heard it, but it was something like, if you don't feel free, you have not given yourself freedom. And that works for so many themes here and emotions and qualities. Like if you don't feel organized, empowered, in control, clear, loved, worthy, you have not given yourself those things. So my current plan in this 4-year is to create a strong foundation and to empower myself with the right information so that I can like navigate any obstacle that comes my way, any opportunity that comes my way, and make sure that they're aligned with my soul and with my strategy. 'Cause that just feels really freeing and empowering to not have to worry about what's like currently left untended. And to just like feel every action aligns with something important to me. That way, like, whether it succeeds or fails, I can look at it as like information and trial, and that, which is like very positive, versus a disaster, which is how things feel if they don't go well right now. And I have a hunch that like taking a little bit of time to get strategic about making decisions will truly lead to less of the disaster results. And not everything has been a disaster, but you know what I mean. So yeah, all of the pings and the structure and the rethinking of how I want to do things has, even in the last couple of weeks, opened me up. And I use the word manifest here because it really has felt like that. A few things that I know will be really good for me personally and in the business. And by taking the trip and really recognizing that the foundational work was required, I know that that's what opened up the space for these opportunities. So if you're following along on Instagram or other social media, you'll see what those things are. But all in all, I'm so excited to see what 2020 brings for me personally in business, for Jenna personally and in business, and for everyone who's really like paying attention to these themes. So if you're not sure where to go with the four-year themes, I would love to chat about it. I'm also, as I've talked about, a mindset and a business / life coach. So let me know, shoot me a DM or email, and I would love to help you and see if we can't clarify like where your energy might be needed right now. And I'm not trying to like get a client out of you. I mean, happy to work with you if that's something you're interested in, but I just would love to help reframe and get some clarity for you because it just feels so damn good. So that's all I have for right now. I have to fly into the shop. So thank you for listening and have a great rest of January.